in this world there's a girl, a pretty girl.
Summer sun, she's neat, petite, and totally complete. She's cool as a breeze, kind of a flirt but not a tease. She'll put you right at ease, then have you crawling out on your knee. I'd be such a fool if I said she ain't cool. She's cool as a breeze.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
she's so fine. She's got me standing right in line. As I'm walking down the street, I see the other guys. They follow her feet, they follow her beat, they follow her down the street. And whoa, she's the kind of girl who puts you in a whirl and leaves you breathless. She's cool as a breeze, and everyone knows it's plain to see. I feel weak in my knees whenever she stops and says,
Ray, please.
I'd be a fool if I said she ain't cool. She's cool. She's cool.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Oh, excuse me, one more thing.
Well, so ends another episode of Free Association. Here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. I certainly hope you enjoyed this episode. And all the boys and I certainly did. So this is Society Slim and his syncopated snobs signing off and reminding you that we're better than you are. We just are. Except for maybe the tuba player. Okay. Good night.
Now you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are ready to get into the radio obituaries. As promised before, we will be going a few minutes late. So I hope you're okay with that, because this is the last time we get to do it for a while. And then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO freeform automatron the way we like to do. So, all that said, let me say now it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. As we begin, I want to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And now we go to the initial radio obituary for Jim Lehrer, the American journalist, novelist, screenwriter, and playwright. Best known as the executive editor and news anchor for the PBS NewsHour, previously known, of course, as the McNeil Lehrer NewsHour. Also known as a debate moderator during the U.S. presidential election campaigns. He came up through the Marines and was a journalist at the Dallas Morning News way back in 1959, making him a reporter for the Times Herald in 1963 at the time of the JFK assassination. Jim Lehrer just passed away at 85. Of course, he gave one of my favorite journalists a job at the NewsHour, Gwen Ifill. But before she ever got there, I had the craziest news crush on Jim Lehrer. Always did, always will. Just deal with it. think it's because of him that I have my favorite public sculpture in D.C. There's just a lot in my life that I like because of Jim Lehrer. He was always one of my favorites. It's a tough radio obituary to put together without going into audiobooks, which I did not want to do. So let's start with a song that I know our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., loves. And he always expects me to play it when it makes sense that one might expect me to play it. But he probably has no idea that I also affiliate this song very closely with Jim Lehrer. So I think that's kind of cute. It's the initial radio obituary for Jim Lehrer right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. What with President Johnson practicing escalatio on the Vietnamese, and then the Dominican crisis on top of that, it has been a nervous year, and people have begun to feel like a Christian Scientist with appendicitis. Fortunately, in times of crisis like this, America always has its number one instrument of diplomacy to fall back on. Here's a song about it. When someone makes a move of which we don't approve, who is it that always intervenes? UN and OAS, they have their place, I guess. But first, send the Marines. We'll send them all we've got. John Wayne and Randolph Scott. Remember those exciting fighting scenes. To the shores of Tripoli, but not to Mississippi. What do? We send the Marines. For might makes right. Until they've seen the light, they've got to be protected. All their rights respected. Till somebody we like can be elected. Members of the Corps all hate the thought of war. They'd rather kill them off by peaceful means. Stop calling it aggression. Ooh, we hate that expression. We only want the world to know that we support the status quo. They love us everywhere we go. So when in doubt, send the Marines.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Chris Darrow, the American multi-instrumentalist and singer-songwriter considered to be a pioneer of country rock music in the late 1960s. He also performed and recorded with numerous groups, including Kaleidoscope and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. He started out playing uke, but then went on to get his first guitar at age 13 as he grew up listening to Ritchie Valens and the Everly Brothers on the radio. Chris Darrow just passed away at 75. He's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
we get our kicks. Cause we're your daughter's inside.
The next radio obituary is for Ala Therese, the traditional singer from the Central Ivory Coast. She was known for her signature hairstyle, which was the Akoro Kofe, meaning the wife of the spider, of all the things. She formed a musical duet with her husband, an accordionist, until his passing back in 2018. Ala Therese just passed away at, I don't know. So take that. Perhaps it's 70. I think it's 70. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Nah.
think this brings us to the antepenultimate radio obituary for Robert Parker, the American R&B singer and musician, best known for his 1966 hit, Barefootin'. But he started playing as a saxophonist all the way back in 1949 when he played with Professor Longhair. He went on to play with Fats Domino, Irma Thomas, Huey Piano Smith. Other than Barefootin', and oh, he also had All Night Long in 1958 as an instrumental hit. He didn't have another hit until 67 with the R&B smash Tiptoe. Robert Parker just passed away at 89. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary. Let's just start off with a little Professor Longhair right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
What's Carnival for? Going down in New Orleans, I've got my ticket in my hand. Going down in New Orleans, I've got my ticket in my hand. When I get to New Orleans, I wanna see the Zulu King. Until I see the Zulu
Service.
Make me nervous.
They make me nervous. they make me nervous.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yes, they do.
You know they do.
When I'm walking beside her, the people tell me I'm lucky. Yes, I know I'm lucky. I remember the day that I met her, but the Secret Service they make me nervous. They make me nervous. Oh, yes, they do.
You know they do.
I know you've got that something, and I think that you understand. But when I say that something, I wanna hold your hand. But the Secret Service, they make me nervous. They make me nervous. Oh, yes, they do.
You know they do.
When I hold you close to me, I wanna tell you just how I feel. Darling, darling, I love you. You know my love is real. But the Secret Service, they make me nervous. They make me nervous. You know they do.
Station said that it's make more noise than the United Nations. hurry on down and bring a bill. I said, no, no, let us stay in jail. I had enough, enough of loudmouth Annie. I had enough, enough of loudmouth Annie. I guess I should have married Mary Lou, 'cause loudmouth Annie, she just won't do. Make more noise than the United Nations. Hurry on down and bring a bill. I said, no, no, let us stay in jail. I had enough, enough of loudmouth Annie. I had enough, enough of loudmouth Annie. I guess I should have married Mary Lou, 'cause loudmouth Annie, she just won't do. I had enough, enough of loudmouth Annie. I had enough, enough of loudmouth Annie. I had enough.
You should have seen John Henry when his shoes got hot. He did the mashed potatoes around the clock. He did the mashed potatoes all night long. When you're doing the mashed potatoes, you can't go wrong. Mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes all night long. Little John Henry, he said to Sue, if I mashed potatoes, would you mash potatoes too? Sue told John, I stir your stew. I can do the mashed potatoes just as good as you. Mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes all night long. Should have seen John Henry when his shoes got hot. He did the mashed potatoes around the clock. He did the mashed potatoes all night long. When you're doing the mashed potatoes, you can't go wrong. Mashed potatoes all night long. They were smacking and clapping like the baby man. Mashing some potatoes and raising sand. They did the mashed potatoes all night long. When you're doing the mashed potatoes, you can't go wrong. Mashed potatoes all night long.
Wash a, wash a, wash a.
She said, rub, dub, dub.
Wash a, wash a, wash a.
She said, rub, dub, dub.
Wash a, wash a, wash a.
She said, rub, dub, dub.
Wash a, wash a, wash a.
Rub,
dub, dub. Oh, when she rubbed up the ball in the tub, wash her room.
She said, rub, dub, dub.
I know you keep me clean now.
She said, rub, dub, dub.
I said, you know what I mean.
She said, rub, dub, dub.
Oh, when she walked by my side,
she said, rub, dub, dub.
I need to be da-da.
She said, rub, dub, dub.
Oh, when she rubbed up the
baby said I should now. I said I know I'm looking good. Washing so much. Oh, you better quit. You're gonna tie yourself out, honey. Leon, now you better stop. Look at it. You're just puffing and puffing.
Goodness gracious. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for the founding member of the 70s band Chicory Tip, Barry Mager. He was their bass player, and he was with them when they had their number one hit, Son of My Father. He just passed away. Let's see. I'm not exactly sure what his age was. Oh, nope, he was 73. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Barry Maker right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Penultimate radio obituary tonight is for Terry Jones. The Welsh actor, writer, comedian, screenwriter, film director, and historian, best known as a member of Monty Python. He also performed with several high-profile British comedy programs, including Do Not Adjust Your Set and The Frost Report, before creating Monty Python's Flying Circus with the other Cambridge graduates you are very familiar with. His directorial debut was with Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and went on to direct Life of Brian and Meaning of Life. In case you didn't know, he also had an interest in real ale, and in 1977 co-founded the Pernhos Brewery, which ran until 1983, and who was a member of the Campaign for Real Ale. Terry Jones just passed away at 77. Similar to the way I approached the Neil Innes radio obituary a few weeks ago. I'm not going quite as quite as hardcore as I went with the with that one. But I am going to try to kind of go towards some other things related to Terry Jones. There's a python in here, don't worry. But I'm going to start off with something that he called out in a BBC special. They did that Desert Island Disc series for a good long time. And this is the tune that Terry Jones said. We're going to start with the tune that Terry Jones said he would want on a desert island with him, which just also happens to be one of those tunes. So it all works out in the penultimate radio obituary for Terry Jones right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I put a penny in the slot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts. I always hoped to get a lot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts. I'll keep trying, come what may. Maybe there will come a day I'll find a machine they forgot to fix. Instead of 5, I'll get 6. I put a penny in the slot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts. I put all my pennies in, but I don't ever win. It's driving me nuts. Those darn machines know how to count. I always get the same amount. I put a penny in the slot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts.
Salt peanuts, salt peanuts, salt peanuts, salt peanuts.
I've got a butcher who gives me all the steaks and chops I can eat, but it gets me sore. I can't get more than 5 salted peanuts. I've got a wife and 6 kids too. At home I know just what to do. I kiss my wife like a loving husband should. But to kiss a peanut machine doesn't do any good. I put a penny in a slot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts. I always hope to get a lot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts. Guess I'm just a crazy mug. Even tried to use a slug. The peanut machine must have known it too. I signed it up, no nuts to you. I put a penny in a slot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts. I put all my pennies in, but I don't ever win. It's driving me nuts. Those darn machines know how to count. I always get the same amount. I put a penny in a slot, but all I ever got was 5 salted peanuts.
Salt peanuts, salt peanuts, salt peanuts.
Now,
none of your cheek! He was a Roman, Brian. He was a centurion in the Roman army.
You mean you were raped?
Oh, at first, yes.
Who was it?
Nautius Maximus, his name was. Promised me the known world, he did. I was to be taken to Rome, housed by the forum, slaves, asses' milk, as much gold as I could eat. Then he, having his way with me, had boom, like a rat out of an aqueduct.
The bastard!
Yeah, so next time you go on about the bloody Romans, don't forget you're one of them.
I'm not a Roman mump, and I never will be. I'm a kike, a yid, a hebe, a hooknose. I'm kosher, mum. I'm a Red Sea pedestrian and proud of it.
Sex, sex, sex,
there's
all those things about
her. Shh. Look, love, see this bit coming up now?
Yeah.
Well, we've seen it once. Oh, shush yourself. Isn't this where we...
Shush.
Isn't this where...
Shush.
Isn't this... where we came in, isn't this where we found out what the picture's all about? Let's get up and shout to the lovers lining up. Is it worth the entrance price? Yes, the happy bits were nice. No, why see the thing round twice? Yes, she does break down and cry. Yes, he leaves her on the floor, saying as he slams the door, I won't tell them no more. Are there goosebumps on your skin? Are you holding back your grin? Any Oscars?